you tell me what you thought about Mary Scott today?
Oh boy. Actually, I found her very enlightening. I liked her perspective. I liked her involving and engaging the audience.
Mm-hmm.
I thought what she had was common sense, that we just need to kind of stop and take a look at where we're at, a little snapshot, and then reflect back and move forward in a positive way.
Did you pick up something that you could use?
I got lots of notes, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you like laughing a lot?
I liked the humor, but then she was still serious with them. She took their comments seriously.
Mm-hmm.
It was funny, which kept us going in that.
Mm-hmm.
It was a long time to sit, but I still was focused and with her.
Uh-huh. Great. Thank you very much.
Welcome.
Tell me about Marion being up on stage with on the field.
Oh, she's fantastic.
Did you learn some things?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. I really did. I learned something about me. And
you did?
Yes.
What do you think about her style? Do you think that it was helpful for you to have her so relaxed on stage?
Yeah, really, because it made me feel at ease.
Oh, good.
It did.
Is there anything that you feel that you will take away and use in your life here? Or life?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Make it a little easier for you?
It will.
Just
it really
one thing,
will.
Huh? What is it?
Well, the opinionated and or stubbornness that I felt, and she made me look at myself, and at my age, it's kind of hard to look at yourself and say, hey, you need to change a little, but no, she was great, and she really did help.
Thank you, Lowell.
Thank you.
Excuse me, were you inside?
Yeah.
I'd like to ask you a couple questions.
Sure.
Tell me what you thought about Mary Robinson Reynolds, and what you got from what happened today, and something about her style.
Okay, I've never heard her before, and I really enjoyed her. It made me really deep think myself,
mm-hmm.
you know, things that, triggers that I didn't realize,
mm-hmm.
and all of a sudden you're going, oh, when you get a reaction. If someone says something to you and you get a reaction back, it kind of clarified it, so I thought it was really good, and I enjoyed her.
Oh, great. Was there one particular thing that you felt really was very, very helpful for you that you're going to use now?
Well, I think that taking the negative and turning it into a positive,
mm-hmm.
you know, so those words that we all grew up with, you know, uh-huh. stubborn or, you know,
mm-hmm.
not a lick of sense, and turning it to a positive for ourselves.
Mm-hmm. And what was the word for you? Do you mind sharing?
Probably stubborn or lazy or some of those words.
Uh-huh.
And then I like it, the end when you say, yes, I am stubborn, or yes, I could be stubborn,
uh-huh.
and how it stops them. So it's like we have a game against them, so I like that.
Oh, you like that. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Excuse me, can I ask you a question about today?
Sure. Go ahead, tell me.
Can you tell me a little bit about what you learned inside and something about how you feel about the style and what happened and how things flowed or didn't flow for you? Or tell me a little about why.
I enjoyed the speaker very much.
Okay. Have you heard her before?
Yes, last year.
Uh-huh. And what do you think was really an easy learning situation? Was it the style or the humor?
The humor and the fact that she can relate it to her own experiences and explain it without putting us down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's all human.
Is there one thing that you're going to take with you and use in your work situation or home?
Yes, that negative characteristics aren't necessarily negative, that they are could be positive and should be.
The resolve part of what you can do with the negative.
The fact that you're in your own head.
Right.
In your own head is how you think of yourself.
And how did you like the... Did you treat a very serious subject with a lot of lightness and lightheartedness about it? That you can understand?
She treated it with lightheartedness, but not lack of seriousness.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
With humanness.
With humanness. Good. That's a good
yes.
word.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Can I ask you a question?
Here. Yes.
Were you inside?
Yes, I was.
Okay. Would you like to tell me a little bit about what you felt inside and what you learned?
Ask somebody else.
Huh? Ask somebody else.
Yes. It would be difficult to put it to capsulize it into one
did
answer.
You like the speaker?
I liked her very much, and I liked her animation and her enthusiasm, and she did have command of her subject matter.
Did you think that you learned something you can take with you?
I'm going to try. Uh huh.
Okay.
Yes.
Did you learn something about yourself you didn't know?
Very much.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Thank you very much. I know it's hard for you, but thank you.
Well, I didn't expect.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You were invited?
Yes, I was.
And you want to tell me a little bit about what you felt about what happened this morning in there?
I'm not sure what to say.
about the speaker, and did you learn something you could take with you to work
Yes, sort of. I tried to make it more personal about things that I'm dealing with, and not so much about work. But I wrestled with how to do the translation quite a bit, and I'm not sure that I resolved some of the things I've had on my list, but some of them were it was possible to do.
What about the style of the speaker? Did you have any questions?
I think her style is really good. I was here last year for her presentation also, and was
kind of a serious subject, but she
it is, and yeah, and she tackled I think quite a bit today that in some ways is very personal for people, and I don't know, I thought that it was an interesting presentation, and I think that a lot of people may not have been paying enough attention to how she was trying to do the interpretation for those individuals to be able to apply it to themselves. So.
I guess the result of all of this is how people feel and think about what she said and what they talk about with each other.
Right, and how they're able to use it for themselves.
Right.
So.
Well, thank you very much.
Sure. Bye.
Were you both in the session this morning?
Yes.
And tell me a little bit about how you felt about the speaker. And
I thought she was really good.
Did you learn anything that you can take with you home or to your workplace?
Yeah, learned a little bit about, things in your past that bring up memories today and they kind of have an influence on how you react to other people. Resolving some of those things that you feel about yourself, help you react better with other people.
You think it's really important in your work?
Yeah, I think a good self-image is critical in relating well to others.
Mm-hmm. And do you feel that there's some things that you can improve on?
Yeah, but everybody could always improve. I think looking at yourself and getting a better opinion of yourself, I think is a good place to start.
What do you think about Mary Robinson Reynolds' style? Do you think it's helpful in learning?
I thought it was really good. It kept your attention and kind
did
of
put you
hand. Yeah, and I think she really helpful in getting her point across her style.
So you can still look upon something that is real serious with a little lightness so that it becomes easier to understand and learn?
Yeah, thank you.
Is there anything that you think that could improve it?
No, to a good audience
participation.
I think that was good.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
And what about you, sir? Did you enjoy Mary's style this morning, or did you learn something?
Yeah, I think I learned something. Yeah, but I was speaking this very much. to me. Some I understand, some I don't understand.
Have you heard her before?
Yeah.
Did you hear her last year?
Yeah, last year.
You didn't hear her last year, but you did.
Yeah, her.
Okay.
She's ready to go.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for talking with me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Were you in here a while ago?
Yeah, sure was.
Could you tell me a little bit about being in here? Is there anything that you learned from the speaker?
I enjoyed it.
You feel you got anything out of it?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Is there anything that you can take back to or to your home? Something you learned about yourself? Did you learn anything about yourself?
Well, I'm kind of... She said a lot of things that, demonstrated a lot of things about about resolving of what about your negative attitudes, how to resolve them, and to turn them around. And
did you find an attitude that you could, or something negative around yourself that you also might want to try and change?
at the time, it was interesting that I was involved. Right now, I can't.
I can't think.
All right.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Did you like her style and that she was funny?
Yeah, she was.
You think it was a serious thing and she was funny to make it better and easier to understand?
Well, your inner conflicts, you know, she's...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, to resolve those, and to turn them around, you know, that was something that, you know... you could work with it. I found out that, you know, you can work with it with yourself, you know. So, it was nice. Very nice.
Would you find that you would like to know if there's any other things that she would be able to help that would be important for you to learn? Would you be interested in hearing anything that she might have?
Yeah, I sure would.
Okay. Thank you very much. I know this is hard. Thank you very much.
At first I thought a little bit of it was way out there, like holding the arm up, blah, blah, blah. But I went to, after the general session, I went to the breakaway session, and there I realized that when she went into a little more depth, that I really like the philosophy. I really think it works, and I feel as though I've been practicing that informally throughout my life, and so it just sort of reconfirms what I thought all along.
Remember Mary from last year, and she inspired us so much that I was so happy that she could come back and do a repeat performance, and she outdid herself this year. Maybe we'll see you next year.
Yeah.